So late last year, about mid-December, a press release hit my email, and it definitely piqued my interest. But with the holidays and everything, we weren't able to get the scheduling down until right about now. The press release, the title line reads, Unoriginal Films awarded the Panavision New Filmmaker Program Equipment Grant. Okay, couple things here. Number one, what is that? Number two, what does it mean here in Baton Rouge? And number three, who's Unoriginal Films? Joining us now to talk about all these things from Unoriginal Films, Joe Carlton and Nathan Hall. Fellas, welcome to Talk 107.3. How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing great. Thanks for having us here.
Glad to have you all in here. So I'm a huge fan of Hollywood South.
Yeah, so are we.
Movie, obviously. but not from the movie end as much as the business end. This is the film tax credit has been a great example of how a carrot on a stick can work from the government to Main Street. Yeah. We've seen that in both directions here in Louisiana. When you offer the tax credit, the jobs come to town. When you take it away, the jobs go to Georgia. And now we've found that middle ground to where let's make this work for all of us so that we can grow the industry, we can grow jobs, we can, you know, make sure that Baton Rouge is thriving on all fronts, and y'all are playing a role in that. So let's, before we get to the grant, let's start with Unoriginal Films. Who are y'all?
So my co-director on Beware the Box Folk and I met when we were 2 14-year-olds with a family camera.
Okay.
And a deep passion for filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
We took that to LSU, where we met Joe Carlton and Michael Pertz-Bouton and all of our collaborators, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love making genre fusion projects where we kind of explore these interesting characters and complex situations.
Beware the Box Folk, is this your biggest to date?
This is our very first feature.
Ooh,
yeah, it's okay. A culmination of 12 years of short films.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It is about a muckraking journalist who uncovers a cardboard-laced conspiracy theory in the middle of an election season.
Could not be more aptly timed. Pretty appropriate on the timing. So it's a thriller.
Yeah, it's a political thriller pulling from things like Blowout and State of Play, Good Time, all sorts of different genres, a street thriller sort of style.
Before we go any further, I've got to ask, how do you come up with the name Unoriginal Films?
My friend and I, Brendan Pyron, we came up with the idea back when we were 14. It's kind of a joke because, you know, film pulls from all art forms and mm-hmm. all art's inspired by other art, but it's also kind of a challenge to make the most interesting project. When you have a title like Unoriginal Films right before you start the movie, better make something original.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, how many people complain, oh, everything's a remake these days? Yeah. Well, that would be unoriginal. So
right.
It was you're playing on the irony of itself there. The Panavision New Filmmaker Program Equipment Grant, what's that all about? What does it mean as far as not just the honor of the award, but the dollar amount and what it's going to mean for getting business done?
Yeah, so back in May, we got back from the Cannes Film Festival and we were looking at each other and we were like, it's time to make something.
Yeah.
You know? And so we were like, all right, so we came up, with the idea for the concept of the movie, Nathan Brendan did. And then we were like, okay, if we're going to make a movie, we're going to need a camera. So
pretty crucial.
Pretty crucial aspect. So we started asking around town, texting people, all these kind of things. And our buddy Kevin O'Neill over at Celtic Studios, mm-hmm. he mentioned Panavision New Orleans. He was like, guys, there's this grant you can apply for. Let me introduce you to the folks. So Steve Kroll over at Panavision New Orleans, we got a little meeting with him. And he was like, look, this is the grant. Essentially, how it works, you send us your script, you send us all of the details that shows, you know, Panavision that Unoriginal Films isn't messing around.
Right.
Right. We're going to make a real project. And then they give us the bells and whistles. I mean, top to bottom, the whole everything we would need to shoot a movie on one of their cameras. And this isn't some kind of like, you know, camcorder or anything like that. This is a camera that, you know, the last Star Wars was shot on, that that Midsummer from A24, that project was shot on. Many, many projects, seasons of Better Call Saul were shot on this camera. Like, it is a top-of-the-line massive camera package.
Which is very useful when you're shooting a movie almost entirely at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine so. And yeah, the press release says the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's right.
Greyhound.
Marvel Studios.
Yeah. Greyhound shot right here in Banner.
Ferrari, good person. And like you said, Better Call Saul in that mix as well. So we're talking top-of-the-line equipment to put it together to help assist with putting together the movie. The movie itself, though, getting back to making it, because this is the part that I like talking about is the business of it. Unoriginal Films is a local film production company which found its roots in Baton Rouge. The owners of the company all met at LSU in 2016. From there, y'all have made it a point to make sure this is as Baton Rouge as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would argue that this is one of the movies that utilizes Baton Rouge the most. We went from the Capitol to Manship to the Mississippi. We really tried to get a feel for the area and to utilize it to make this strange thriller.
Yeah, and not only that, but our crew and cast, 75% of them came, attended or graduated from LSU in some form just from that. And the other 25%, might not have gone to that college, but from Louisiana.
Like, right.
For every single person we had on set was someone that we, we knew from the community or knew somebody that knew somebody in the community that, all these people, high-skilled professionals right here in Louisiana.
We're talking with Joe Carlton and Nathan Hall from Unoriginal Films. A little bit about Beware the Box, folk. Let's talk about making the movie, though.
Yeah.
Making the movie here in Baton Rouge when you're out on location. I mean, obviously, it's going to present different challenges and whatnot, but I've found from the folks who come in from out of town to make movies here that Baton Rouge is very amenable to movie making.
Oh, it absolutely
was the experience
is.
Like?
It was fantastic. Everyone worked with us really well. We had a lot of partners in the community that came out to support us.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of beautiful locations that worked with us to achieve something very visually striking.
Mm-hmm.
Process was very straightforward and simple, and just a huge community support. So it was a great experience.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask you too many things that would lead to spoilers, but Baton Rouge has been made over to look like it's anywhere else in the past. When Disney came here for the National Treasure TV version, they turned was it City Club into the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Third Street turned into downtown Tokyo. We've seen Baton Rouge morphed over to make it look like it's anywhere but here. Is that what y'all did here, or is this movie actually set in Baton Rouge?
It's not set in Baton Rouge, but we definitely used Baton Rouge's iconography to our advantage.
Okay.
If you think about, Steven Soderbergh's Sex, Lies, and Videotape, that was also shot right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not set in Baton Rouge, but you can feel it inside of the movie.
Give me some locations. Give me some hot spots that folks will, associate with.
Well, Celtic Studios, we're so lucky to be able to film there. We filmed at the Manship. We filmed at Veterans Park. We filmed around the Capitol. We filmed down Third Street. Of course, we filmed in the library, in front of the library. I mean, we really utilized all of downtown.
The downtown library?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The fantastic people over there, I'll tell you that much.
Well, but when you, so it's interesting because when you talk about the look and feel of Baton Rouge, that library does not look and feel like Baton Rouge. That's a completely different beast.
But it is in Baton Rouge, so it does feel like Baton Rouge.
That's true as well. When's the movie come out?
So the aim is that we're going to take it to the Cannes Marketplace over in May, and we'll be doing a premiere at the Manship Theater as well.
Very cool stuff. What's next for y'all?
Make more movies.
Well, yes, that's where we're going, but do we know what kinds of projects? Do we know what you like, what you don't like, favorite things that you want to do type of things?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, we have about three more projects that we know we want to shoot in Baton Rouge, and they span all different genres from a coming-of-age comedy to a medieval thriller to an apocalyptic Western. We don't like to be beholden to any specific genre. We just like making really cool stuff.
Apocalyptic Western.
Oh yeah. We'll talk more about that in a little bit if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. But all of these projects are going to need cast and crew. All these projects are going to need, everything from cameramen to special effects to all of it. With Beware the Box people, was this all Baton Rouge, or did you have to import anybody or any types of outside help?
There are a few people from New Orleans, but Louisiana based.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is that the mindset going in, and will that, when it comes to Unoriginal Films, Will that be any kind of game changer in deciding on a project and whatnot, making sure that Hollywood South is start to finish Hollywood South?
We are very passionate about growing the independent film scene here in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. This coming year, we see a lot of independent productions that are coming up, and we want to see more, and we want to build like a community right here. Like I mentioned before, very passionate about the exporting of film production from us to the rest of the world and not just importing.
Where have y'all worked in other markets as far as in the film? And how are we stacking up as far as building the business?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely some steps to take. I worked for 2.5 years in New York doing producing for, you know, some documentaries, Amazon and Netflix and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely, you know, I mean, they've been shooting film in New York for
ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, in the terms of stacking it up, the things that I see all over the place is that they've got a really strong indie scene, that people are making movies, you know, with no studio. And if we can build that kind of community here, we're set. And with Beware the Box Folk, we're moving towards that. And we've got the infrastructure in terms of Celtic and Panavision right there. So it can happen.
Yeah. Beware the Box Folk is the name of the movie. Won't be out till we get around summertime. We will be on the lookout for it then. Joe Carlton, Nathan Hall from Unoriginal Films, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.